Get it? The Bird Show.
Parents, I'm just preparing you in advance. Your kids are about to go into a deep depression, a very deep depression, because it looks like the government has got their foot on the accelerator of getting rid of TikTok.
Yeah, so the Senate just passed, it went through the House a few weeks ago and just passed basically a law that says if TikTok wants to continue to operate within the United States, that ByteDance, which is the parent company of TikTok, which is based in China, even though TikTok is headquartered in Singapore, which is not Chinese, is going to have to sell the company to an American company. And this really stemmed out of concerns about Americans' data and privacy, with allegations that China, because ByteDance owns TikTok, will have access to millions of Americans' data. TikTok had responded by saying, hey, we don't share that data, and as a result, we are going to spend billions, essentially, building a data center in Texas where American user data will be stored, but that wasn't good enough. And it's believed that Joe Biden will sign this into law in the next few days because he has vocalized support for this. TikTok is going to be pushing back, saying this violates their First Amendment rights, freedom of speech. And a lot of TikTok creators, it's really going to cost the U.S. economy millions and millions. And one figure I even saw billions of dollars, because so many small business owners get publicity off TikTok, whether it's soaps or jewelry, music, whatever it is. I mean, how many songs are you hearing on the radio that you heard on TikTok first now? So I'm obviously team TikTok because I found so many communities on there health-wise that have helped me out. But a lot of people, there's also a lot of trash on TikTok as well. So it's really however you make your algorithm, but that's where we're at. But it really, it had become such a platform for grassroots movements and people to talk to each other and explore new ideas. So personally, I think this is, it's a sad day.
I think, you know what? I told you we weren't going to talk about politics on the air, and we're not, but this is a load of crap right here. I've told you guys before, man. If you watched any of those hearings on TikTok, there really is no proof that this is being tracked down to the Chinese government. These companies have done everything they can to assure the government, but here's what they're doing. And if you read through the lines here, here's what's going on is that, look, you guys are the ones that vote. And we know that 75% of parents wish their kids were off of TikTok or offline, because the biggest complaint with parents is that I can't get my kids to look me in the eyes or on their phones all the time. So knowing this, Congress goes ahead and makes this a thing. Like, oh, the Chinese could be spying on us. And you, as a voting citizen and as an adult, will say to yourself and your representative, thank God they're protecting the children. There has been no evidence, zero. And it was actually laughable how mean and how uneducated, right? The reps were at Congress when this whole thing was going on. It's terrible.
They were fishing. They were asking the TikTok CEO over and over again about his ties to China, which he's from Singapore. That would be kind of like grilling an American. So you don't know about Canada. You're not, you don't have ties with Canada. You know, it just, they're ridiculous. Not the same country at all. And a lot of the speculation also is it's one of the most, I mean, it's one of the biggest social media networks that's not owned by an American. If you look at Meta with Instagram and Facebook, you've got Mark Zuckerberg, ex-Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, Elon Musk, who, you know, does a lot of business in America, even though he is not American born. So this, because it's sourced out, a lot of people are saying as well, you know, America doesn't have control over the platform in some way, and that's got to be fixed. But on that platform, I have seen on the ground, like videos from people in Ukraine during the war. It's not just dumb dances or misinformation. There's a lot of news and information sharing on there. And I think that's particularly what people are mourning, that and the business aspect of losing.
How many of these blue hairs in Congress have ever even checked out TikTok?
They wouldn't even know.
I don't even know how to spell it correctly.
No, didn't Nancy Pelosi say TikTok, tic-tac-toe?
Tic-tac-toe. Yeah, she did.
Win.
You know, I feel very strongly about this because I have a kid that's 16 years old and I go through the exact same things you guys are going through also. My chief complaint is that is me trying to figure out exactly how much time he should be online, him scrolling mindlessly through TikTok. I'm doing the same thing you guys are doing. So as a parent, I should be going like, yes. Now, he's only going to go to another platform. I mean, he's going to make up that time. I've already have him on a block for he has a certain amount of time that he can be online. He's just going to find something else.
He will find something else. And what I love about TikTok, too, is if you're on there for, I've gotten this message a few times, there's literally a video of someone that pops up and goes, hey, you've been scrolling for quite a while. Do you want to go take a break? Or do you want to go to bed? And I'm like, this is the only platform I know of that's saying, like, hey, please leave us because you've been here too long. It's not healthy.
Did it say when this is going to go into effect or still has to be voted through?
Biden still has to sign off on, like, approve it.
Okay.
So there's not a timeline, but I would expect it to be in the next few days. Now, the implementation of that is probably going to be a lot tougher, so I wouldn't expect to see it immediately.
Get it. The Bird Show.